You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
We're going to take a break from the new submissions now, and I'm going to play a track by Rebecca Helen because we're going to be chatting to her in a minute. And here she is doing Tranquilize. That's a very new one from Rebecca Helen, which we've all heard for the very first time on Zone Radio tonight. It's called Tranquilize, and with me in the studio is Rebecca Helen. Hello, Rebecca.
Hi, Judy.
Do I have to say Rebecca Helen every time? Can I just call you Rebecca?
You can just call me Rebecca.
It's much easier.
Definitely.
Welcome to Zone Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's awesome to be here. I'm excited.
Is this your first interview with us?
It is, yes.
Oh, because we featured an album of yours a couple of years ago, didn't we?
Yes.
It was actually quite a few years ago.
That's right. Yeah, Musical Life. In fact, Zone Radio has actually been with me from the birth of my career and being really supportive. So thank you for that.
It's only a pleasure. That's what we're here for. We like to support local musicians.
Yes.
And you are very local, aren't you? You're just over the mountain.
That's right, yeah. I'm born and bred in Cape Town, grew up in Lakeside, went to Fishhook School. And my father was actually a music teacher here at Fishhook School.
It's amazing how many musicians are actually coming out of Fishhook High School.
Very true.
Yeah. Okay. So, he sadly passed away a while ago,
yes,
didn't he?
Yes, that's right. December 2022.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember he was at that album launch, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yes, I do vaguely remember that because there were a lot of people there.
I know. Well, my father was always at all my gigs supporting me and supporting our family.
Mm.
He was very much involved in my music and
yes.
very supportive.
Yeah. Your whole family is quite musical, aren't they?
That's right. Yeah. My mother still teaches music and two of my sisters teach music as well at local schools.
Yeah.
So we're very much involved, musical family.
Yes, and you're the only one recording.
Well, actually, I had a band with two of my sisters, and we actually recorded at a music studio quite close by here in Duncan Mackay's music studio.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Up in Glenkeen.
Up in Glenkeen. That's right. You know the one. Yeah.
Yes.
So we actually recorded an EP there with Duncan Mackay, with our band Three Dimensions.
Okay.
And then, you know, our band performed all over Cape Town as well. Mm-hmm. So.
Do we have any of their music? I don't think so.
I'm not sure if I sent you any. Perhaps I should do that.
Yeah, it'd be nice to add to the repertoire.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so you've been very busy with new music at the moment. We keep getting new songs from you. We've had, we've had Voodoo, we've had Temples, we've had
You Keep Playing Me,
and then I still have one of my favorites from your previous one was We Can Be Strong. I love that one, and A Musical Life.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
So we've got that whole album, but those I think are my two favorite tracks from that album.
Awesome, good to know.
So you sort of indulging in different styles of music at the moment, aren't you?
Yes, that's right. I think working with different producers and just trying to find different ways of expressing myself through music, which is something I love doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, you know, that's what happens when you start working with different people. You start finding different ways of expressing yourself and coming up with different ideas and things like that.
And what's your goal with music? Where do you want to see this going?
I knew that question was coming somewhere. You know, my goal, Judy, is really just to share music because I love sharing music.
Mm-hmm.
Something that's very important to me is being able to express myself, but to connect with people.
Mm-hmm.
And to connect with people through music is a very special thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So my goal is really just to share my music with as many people all over the world as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And to travel, to work with different musicians and collab and just, you know, be out there and living life and making people happy.
Absolutely. And I mean, music is such a universal language, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I mean, even if you're singing in a foreign language, you can still feel it. You really can.
That is true. That is true. I even did write one of my songs in French.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's very brave.
Yeah, I had to get my mother to help me translate that one.
Mm.
And she does her French lessons.
Okay.
For many years,
yeah.
And then also had a friend from Paris that sat with me and helped me get the right pronunciation and all of that as well. So it was a lot of fun doing that.
Uh-huh.
And every time I sing it, everyone who's French or speaks French just gets really excited because I'm singing in their language.
That's great.
Yeah.
And you've done a couple of performances. I know you were at Café Roux recently doing sort of that was a fundraiser, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right. That was for a friend whose daughter needed a hearing operation.
Mm-hmm. And how did that go?
Fantastically. We had a great support.
Mm-hmm.
And what made my heart happy is seeing all the young people performing and the new talent that was out there that came to perform.
Mm-hmm.
So That was really lovely.
We've got so much talent around here. It's, as I was saying, every week we feature, I think, 20 new tracks.
Yes.
It's getting so hard to choose which ones you want to play again in the next show because there's just so much. There really is.
Absolutely.
It's fabulous to hear music coming about. Mm. So you've got a gig coming up, haven't you?
Yes, that's right. In fact, I was actually approached by Entertainment for Society, Adam Weilbach.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope I'm saying his name right.
Don't worry, I'll get names wrong all the time.
Getting a bit tongue-tied, yes, excitement. But yes, it's actually a very exciting project, Judy, because it's really to help the plight of the homeless in particular.
Okay.
This gig is going to be in support of them, and it's for Pride Shelter. I'm somebody who really, my heart goes out to these people that live on the streets.
Yeah.
And we all want to give something to them. And for me, just to be able to give back in this way is such a special thing to do because people can come and enjoy music.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the same time, they're giving back to help those that are less fortunate.
Absolutely.
You know?
And there's a big misconception about people who live on the streets because we all think they're drug addicts or drunks or something. That isn't the case. It's people who are quite well educated, a lot of them, and have just had a really bad fortune in life and they've lost absolutely everything and have landed up in the streets.
Yes,
so that's
yes.
a great initiative there.
I think
I got a WhatsApp from him today, actually.
Oh, really? Yes. I must definitely put you in touch. He's really doing a fantastic thing. He's organizing gigs all over Cape Town. But predominantly, a lot of them are going to be in the surrounding areas, Cork Bay, Musenberg, and surrounds. And, you know, his objective is really to help all these different NGOs, you know, that are really in need of funds and support from the community.
Through musicians.
Through doing the music.
So where did you say this one's going to be?
So it's going to be in Musenberg at the Commons.
Okay.
And it's going to be on the 29th of May, which is a Wednesday.
I can't go. Why do you always do it on a Wednesday?
Oh, man.
It's not fair.
I think most people will have the day off with being a public holiday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that will draw more people to come.
Okay, so it's a daytime concert.
It's going to be at 7 o'clock in the evening.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
From 7 till 10. And there's also going to be an art auction that's going to happen as well.
Oh, it sounds exciting.
Yeah. So it's going to be very eventful.
I hope the weather plays ball for you guys. I really do.
Well, it's an indoor venue, so I don't think we'll be worried about that.
Okay, good. You said commons, I pictured grounds.
Oh, right. No, it's actually by Surfers Corner.
Okay.
So it's in a really well-known spot in Musenberg. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited about the show. I've put together a really exciting mix of music.
How many musicians are there going to be? Is it just yourself?
It's myself, yes. I will be the main act for the night.
Oh, fabulous. Yeah. Well done.
Thank you. I'm very excited about it.
So all your new songs will be featured?
New songs. I will definitely be singing some of the songs from my album Musical Life as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few of Golden Oldies, a few songs that people will know and love that they can sing along to.
Yeah, you always have to throw in covers, don't you? Sad.
I know. I hope that everyone gets to know my music and can sing along. But the other day, one of my fans bumped into me in Woolworths and he was singing my song lyrics back to me and it was such a nice feeling.
That's a hell of a compliment.
It really is.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Now, you play keyboards, don't you?
That's right, yes.
And guitar as well?
No, just keyboards.
Just keyboards?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to be having your keyboards there and you're going to be performing keyboards and Rebecca's voice.
That's right, yes.
And you're going to be a backing band at all or not?
I'll have my backing instrumentation behind me as well. Mm. So I'll have all of that.
Okay.
So all the bells and whistles and a little bit of, just piano and intimate vibes as well.
All right. I'm going to ask you to email me the details of that because what I'd like to do is add that to our community diary so that we remind people because it's coming up soon.
Very soon.
How do they book tickets?
They can go on to Quicket.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Rock for Power.
Okay.
Yeah, and right. there will be tickets available on Quicket.
Okay, fabulous. Yeah. Well, I hope it's very successful. I really do.
Thank you so
and
much.
And now everyone's heard you on Zone Radio, and they've heard you chatting about it.
Yes.
So hopefully we'll get a better response now too.
Yes, I hope so too.
Well, and I know you've got quite a following though, haven't you?
Yes, I must say I've got a great support system. I'm very, very blessed
That's
to have
great.
All the friends and fans.
All right, so let's get back to your track, Tranquilize, that we just listened to now.
Yes.
What is that song all about?
Right. Well, for me, the song is really about going to your happy place mm-hmm. and escaping. You know, life is can be really hectic for everybody. Mm. And I feel like people need a place where they can go, where they can just escape all of that.
Yeah.
And for me, that's what the song is really about. It's just going to this place where you feel relaxed and
place in your head or a real place.
It could be open to interpretation. You could be on your own. You could mm-hmm. be with someone that makes you feel like that takes you to that place when mm-hmm. you're with them.
Okay.
So there's a lot of different interpretations, and mm-hmm. I'd like to leave it up to the listeners to decide
Absolutely.
What they like.
Well, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
So when you start writing a song, how does the idea pop into your head? How does it take us through that process?
Oh goodness, it can be different every single time. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm listening to a song that I really like and it makes me feel so good about something that it sparks off an idea.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a lyric that mm-hmm. really resonates with me, or, you know, just a feeling that mm-hmm. I have.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes, you know, you're in the shower. I think we all love singing in the shower, and you just start singing and something just comes to you.
I can't sing in the shower. My neighbors are too close.
So are mine, but I'm hoping they don't mind too
much.
Well,
you can sing. That's the difference. Okay.
Yeah,
so do you carry a notebook around with you then?
Well, I carry my phone with me,
okay.
and I find that's very useful because I can just quickly voice note.
Okay.
Sometimes it happens when you're sleeping. I've had that happen a few times.
Oh, wow.
Sort of in a dream state, and then mm-hmm. I'll wake up with this brilliant idea for a melody
mm-hmm.
and then I'll have to just quickly voice note it to just before I forget it, you
mm-hmm.
know. And other times I'll just be sitting at the piano and just playing around with some chords, and then something will just come to me.
Okay. So you write the lyrics and the music yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yeah.
Have you collaborated with any songwriters in the past?
I have. I actually had the pleasure of working with a very famous songwriter
mm-hmm.
From Los Angeles, who actually flew down to work with me for a week on my album Musical Life.
Okay.
So it was kind of like a songwriting university. And yeah, Alan Roy Scott is absolutely legendary in the industry. So it was really fantastic to work with him, and I couldn't believe all the people he'd worked with before
mm-hmm.
he worked with me. You know, some of the people I'm going to name drop a little
shamelessly
now.
Go for it.
But yeah, he worked with people like Celine Dion mm-hmm. and Kylie Minogue and
okay.
Cher and all these people.
Oh wow!
And yeah, it was just a fantastic experience, because he really gave me an insight into, you know, the do's and the don'ts, like what words really work well together,
okay.
what doesn't work well.
Yeah.
Had
you written songs before?
I had.
Okay, so he was like a new inspiration for you and a new teacher.
Definitely.
Mm. And you also worked with Rebecca and Mick Evans, didn't
That's
you?
That's right, mm. yes. So they worked with me on my album Musical Life as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And they're phenomenal musicians and people.
Yeah.
And we've become such good friends. I was really honored to work with them and become friends with them as well. You know, just through the process of life, when you realize what connects you as people. That was one of the things that connected us, was music and the shared experiences that we have.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I mean, just sitting and writing lyrics with someone like Rebecca Rain, who can come up with the lyrics like instantly.
And she writes great lyrics.
Just so inspirational to me, and mm-hmm. they still are. And it's just wonderful to have people like that in my life. They're supporting me, and, you know, that I was able to do that. And with the new studio that Mick is doing, I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, that's out in Knysna.
That's
so,
right. Yeah. Actually, Nature's Valley.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
He's built so many studios. I'd love a nickel for every one that he's built, actually.
I know. And this one's literally from the ground up, Ground Sound Studios.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he's literally made everything in that studio himself and to the right spec. And he's quite a perfectionist.
Absolutely.
So I had a look when we were there in December when we visited, and it's phenomenal what he's done. It's really something special.
And it's sort of in a farmland area or wilderness or?
Nature's Valley, which is just past Plett.
Yes, okay.
Yes, so it's quite a bit further than wilderness. It's a beautiful place to be. It's really special where they are.
Okay.
Very sort of spiritual.
Lots of soul searching happening there
as well. Oh, yes, for sure.
So this the songs that you're busy with now, have you written all of those on your own?
I've actually been collaborating with another musician on most of the songs, all the songs actually. Sasha Regini from The Plastics.
Okay.
Yeah, and also More and More.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been great. We actually met at a songwriting workshop that Alan Roy Scott was hosting.
Okay.
That was in 2022 in October.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in the studio of Mick and Rebecca.
Right.
So it was quite incredible meeting all these different people, and we just hit it off and we started writing songs together for the workshop, and there was quite a songwriting chemistry there, and I just thought, this could be fun, you know?
How does that work? I mean, if you're writing a song, it's very personal to you.
Yes.
Now you're collaborating with someone else and they're giving the input. Does it ever cause any tension and friction?
No, not really. I think we just sort of understand each other. We have got a good working relationship, and, you know, he kind of lets me have a lot of say. I mean, I literally sit with him and choose the sounds that we're going to make, and I'm really like involved in every step of the process, which is really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think he's got quite a lot of leeway in terms of the sound design and what he does. You know, that's obviously his baby. I mean, I try and understand it.
Okay.
A lot of it's so technical, it kind of goes over my head, but he's very patient in explaining things to me. I don't think we've ever had a fight or anything about any of the songs. You know, if I don't like something or it's not resonating with me, then he just says, okay, cool, let's try something else.
Okay.
So he keeps on trying out different sounds until I find something that I really like.
So it technically still remains your song because ultimately you have to be happy with what the end result is.
Exactly.
Okay.
But I'm definitely taking more of an interest in every step of the process now, whereas I think before I was a little bit, you know, let the professionals do the work. I'm just going to, you know, write the actual music. But now getting involved more with the sound production, sound engineering side is really exciting.
And your husband's kind of into the sound production as well, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Actually, I think that's also what sort of sparked my interest a little bit now with how everything works, you know, how to actually make the song, you know, because you're just sitting playing on the piano and it sounds one way, and then you start putting in all the beats and all the sounds and the synths, and it changes and becomes something incredibly different.
Yeah.
And we actually wrote a few songs together which was fun.
Yeah.
And he's been having some fun getting into creative projects at home during COVID.
Okay.
And so that's kind of been nice to be able to share it with him and, you know, have him explain exactly what he's doing as he's learning things and figuring it out. He's coming and sharing it with me. Hey, listen to this. And
his style of music's quite different, though. It's sort of the EDM sort of.
Yes, it's more progressive house and deep house, that kind of thing.
And so when you're both listening to music, what do you listen to?
Oh, just about everything.
Oh, really? So you're both very versatile in your tastes.
Yes, we've always connected on music.
Okay.
We've always loved music together.
That's great.
Different kinds of music as well. So,
And you don't only do music. I mean, you're not earning a living out of it. So you're also a photographer, aren't you?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I photograph houses, actually.
Okay. For show houses and so on.
Yes, for the real estate market.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That's very interesting. So you got creativity in all aspects of your life, really, haven't
That's
you?
That's right. Yes.
That's amazing. It's quite an interesting life that you lead.
It is. It puts me into contact with lots of different people, and mm-hmm. I get to see lots of different houses, and yeah, just connect. With people from
drop off a little song here and there for everybody.
Actually, it's quite funny. Sometimes people ask me, is this all you do? And then I say, no, actually not.
It leads to that conversation.
Yes, it does. And actually, funny story, Judy. The other day I was in somebody's house and I was looking for a chair to do a music video with. And I had this vision of a perspex see-through chair in my mind, and I'd been chatting with a photographer that morning, and she said she really wants to do this and go to Kameki Beach, and she had this whole idea in her mind, and I said this sounds great, but where are we going to find this chair? And I thought, I don't know, I'm going to have to message a few people, I know lots of estate agents, I'm sure I'm going to find someone that's got a chair like this. So I had a shoot that day, and I go off to the shoot and I get to this house. And lo and behold, I walk into the bedroom and there's the chair I literally had pictured that morning in this bedroom.
Oh, my word.
So I said to the lady, this is a random question, but do you mind if we borrow your chair for my music video? And she said, of course not. Take it. Welcome.
That's a lovely story.
Yeah. So the chair got christened on Kameki Beach and everything went great.
And got back safely.
Got back safely.
No scratches.
No, I washed all the beach sand off and gave it back the next day with a big bunch of flowers.
Oh,
and
lovely. It's a wonderful story.
Yeah.
So how do people follow you? Are you, you're on Instagram, I know, and Facebook. How do they find you there?
Rebecca Helen Music.
And it's Rebecca with two C's, right?
Yes, two C's and one L. And Rebecca Helen Music for both Instagram and for Facebook.
Okay, and your songs are on Spotify and where else?
Everywhere, all the different digital platforms, iTunes, Tidal, Deezer, YouTube, everywhere.
So there's no excuse, people. You could now get her music. It's everywhere. Are you on YouTube?
I am on YouTube, yes.
Because I've seen a lot of your photography around these songs.
Yes.
Some of it's quite suggestive. Nice. I'm just giving you a heads up here. Nice suggestive stuff there. I'm guessing there's a video that goes with those songs as well, or not?
Yes, I actually put together my own little videos on each song. Mm-hmm. So there are
creative on that side too.
Yes,
goodness.
You know, all the videography that I do for houses is coming in handy.
Absolutely. So see, you were just born to be in this industry.
I think I was. I really do. I think I came out of the womb literally singing and dancing.
All right, let's just remind folks again about that gig that you've got coming up. It's the 29th of May, you said.
That's right,
And it's at the Commons in Musenberg, and it starts at 7:30.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, okay.
7 o'clock.
All right, and you're going to send me the details so I can add it to our community diary as well.
Yes, I'll do that.
And sadly, we're out of time. It went very quickly.
It did.
Is there
like
anything
5 minutes.
Else you want to share before I kick you out of here?
Gosh, I can't think of anything offhand.
You forgot to mention.
Nothing that I can think of at this stage. But I just wanted to say thank you so much to Zone Radio for supporting local artists. And
it's an absolute pleasure. It's what we love to do. So there we go. And your songs, just one last, I know I asked you off air.
Yes.
You're not putting an album together. You're just putting out singles at the moment.
Yes, yes.
Are you planning another album at any stage?
I'm not going to reveal that quite yet. I want to keep people guessing.
Okay.
Possibly, yes.
Okay.
But at the moment, I'm just having fun exploring different sides of me and expressing myself in that way. So I'm not trying to fit into a mold of what an album should be.
You're just having fun.
Just having fun.
And experimenting.
Experimenting and seeing, what comes up next. But the next song is going to come out very soon. So...
Okay.
Yeah, watch the space.
Well, we've just listened to Tranquilize, so give us a couple of weeks.
Definitely.
Looking forward to hearing it. And
Thank
we're going to
you.
Play out with your track called Temples, which I think was a couple of weeks ago that you sent that to us.
Yes, I must say I've lost track.
I think it was about three. It was definitely before we went away. So it was about 3 weeks ago, I'm guessing. So we're going to play out with that one. And thank you so much. Keep on doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Loving what you're doing. It shows in your work. And, for me, when someone puts their heart and soul into a song, it's going to be the best song ever.
Thank you.
And I think you do. You put your everything into whatever
I do.
You're doing. So, yeah, in your life as well. So that's
yes.
great. So
thanks,
thank you.
Judy.
It's been lovely chatting. And,
it's been wonderful.
Here's Temples by Rebecca Helen. And we'll tell you a bit more about that gig closer to the time again. Thanks, Helen. I mean, Rebecca. See, I'm doing it. I've had one of those days today.
It's fine. It's all good.
Cheerio.
Bye.
That was Temples by Rebecca Helen. We've just been chatting to her in the studio. What a lovely lady. I really enjoyed that interview. I hope you all did too.